Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to always look up and want to go up. Well, we know that when we're looking up, we're looking towards our eternal reward. God is above, and we as His children are always wanting to go home. We have a story in the Bible, recorded in 2 Kings, about a man of God called Elijah. Elijah was a prophet of God that God sent messages to His children through this prophet Elijah. But one day, God decided to take Elijah home. Now, there's all of we will go home one day to meet the Lord as our precious Lord and Savior. So let's look at what happened to Elijah as he started to leave here. God told him, first of all, He said, go down to Bethel. Now, Bethel, we know, is the house of God, or the house of bread. It was Bethel which Jacob, whenever he was fleeing from his brother, had a vision of a ladder reaching to heaven, and the angels of God ascending and descending. He said, this is none other than the house of God. And he made a vow to God, if you'll go with me and bring me back again, I'll build your house. And it was Bethel. So God said to Elijah, go down to Bethel, the house of God. Oh, you say, why the house of God? It's a place that God has designated and set forth that men might come and meet with Him. Churches are built everywhere, and all of them just about have altars. And the altar is a place that God alters your life and puts it in the form of communicating with Him. So God said to Elijah, go to Bethel. And he went to Bethel. And after he got to Bethel, oh, when we make those vows unto God, it was at Bethel where Jacob made a vow to God that he'd pay his tithe and would build God a house. It was then that God said to Elijah, go down to Jericho. Oh, you say, Jericho? What is Jericho? Jericho was when the children of Israel, Jordan. And whenever he came to Jordan we recognize as being death. And death is none other than separation of soul and body. So when he sent him down to Jordan, he sent him there to be separated from the things of this life to the things of God. You say Bethel, he made his vows. At Jordan, he made the separation. It there is where God rolled back the waters. The children of Israel came across on dry land, and they set up a memorial on the other side of rocks, of a memorial place there at Jordan. And then Elisha went along with Elijah, and Elijah would say to Elisha, stay here. And he said, no, I want to go with you. And of course, they kept going. They went down to Gilgal. Gilgal was a place of dedication where they dedicated themselves to the Lord, and they took away the foreskins of their lives. In other words, I separate myself from the sensual pleasures of the world, and I give myself wholly unto God. And Gilgal is a place of dedication. And whenever they had crossed over Jordan, and Elijah had wrapped his mantle and hit the waters of Jordan, and they parted asunder, and they went out on the other side. After they had crossed Jordan, he said to him, ask what you will, and I'll grant it to you, or it will be given to you, if you see me when I go up. Elisha said, I want a double portion of that which rests upon thee. And they two marched on together. And as they walked together, behold, a chariot of fire, a whirlwind, came down and separated the two, and Elijah went up in the whirlwind of fire. And Elisha fell to the ground, but as he fell, he saw him going up and cried, and it was the Lord who had received him, and cried, and Elijah's mantle fell, and Elisha picked it up. And he'd asked for a double portion, and back down to Jordan he went. When he got to Jordan, the first miracle that he performed, he hit the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the waters parted, and he came across on dry ground. Oh, hallelujah. With God in our lives, there are miracles that come our way. When we are walking with God, in step with Him, He brings us along life's journey that we may be a blessing to others as we come through this walk. The sons of the prophet said to him, "Let us go look for Elijah." But he said, "Well, you can go, but I know that he was taken up by the Lord." Hallelujah. What a wonderful lesson here. One day, we that are now walking with God are going to have the privilege of being caught up like Elijah of old as we walk together and we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare that place, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." It's a wonderful and glorious thought to know that you have a home eternally, not one that's just for a few days or just a short journey in this life, but we'll have life eternal. And with Him who lives eternally, in the blessedness of His great power. Oh, praise His name. Children, come and let's walk together with the Lord.